Tois. It's the last one we're going to cover right before Yom Kippur. Midrash Shachar Tirchok. Batoiti Shem Shemem and Batola, Balibi Makam Matunov. Ois Chav Ches. Midrash Shachar Tirchok. Person should be distance himself from Shachar. The lashon that's what's bechlal that the lashon of tirchok is interesting lashon that's used over here lashon of tirchok. Same maisa with the ragachaver. The ragachaver wasn't known for mincing words. He had said his opinion very strongly. A person one time came to the ragachaver for haskama. So the person shepherd the ragachaver. He wrote a haskama. He wrote like a short thing on the top and he wrote his name all the way down the bottom of the page. They asked him, why did you leave such a gap between what you wrote and what you signed yourself? He says midrash shachar tirchok. So he, that was the response he gave to the person. I think that sometimes the biggest shaker, a lot of different shkorim that we live, there's two shkorim which we have to be very aware of. The shaker when we convince ourselves that we're okay when we're not really okay, because it's uncomfortable to look in the mirror, and we're afraid to look in the mirror, because it's painful to look in the mirror. So we don't look in the mirror. So the Musaf Cheshbon Nefesh is what forces us to be marking ourselves from such an approach. Because at the end of the day, the only person who loses from that approach is we do. We're ignoring our realities, what we need to do. So the emes of our reality is mamash rochik. And you talk to people, you know, different people, and you know, how does the person define himself? And you realize the person's definition of himself is quite different than the people around him, how they define him. And he thinks he's, you know, he's very kind and friendly, etc. I don't see him being so kind and friendly, but he thinks he is. He believes in his reality, you know, we create a bubble around ourselves of our perception, and we live in that perception, and it's not necessarily reality. The reason why we do it usually is not because we're bad people, we're good people. Everybody's a good person. We want to do the right thing. We want to be good. It's too painful to look in the mirror. So we don't look in the mirror. Or better, we get a mirror, which, mirror on the wall, who's the frumest of them all, you know? And that's what it says in the mirror, right? That wasn't how it goes in the stories, right? It tells me, you know, who's the biggest masmid, I can't do more. That's what I am, and it's good, etc. The reason why it's painful is because we sort of believe that we're stuck in it. And that's the second shaker. We believe we're stuck. So if you're stuck, it's not very painful. If I realize one day I wake up and say, you know, I'm stuck. This is me. And I don't like the way I look. So the solution is stop looking. Or, you know, better get a mirror, which, they have in the fun houses that, you know, they make you look fatter than you are, or skinnier than you are, depending as it were what you need, or taller than you are, shorter than you are, you know. So there's a mirror which makes me look better than I am. Because I believe I'm stuck. That's a tremendous shaker. We're not stuck. One of the biggest dissenters of the world of Musar, is that everything can be changed. Everything can be fixed. It takes work. It takes much work. It takes dedication. But it's the belief that we can change. One of the shkorim which has become ingrained in our reality. Rehudras itself said that the kfir of our generation is the kfir in the Karech of Bechira. So each generation has its kfirah. Our generation believes that, you know, person's born to the situation. That's him. That's it. Can't change. You know, so we use it as a defense in the courts of law. He's a victim of his circumstances. And he grew up in the slums. He doesn't know any better, you know. His brother grew up in the slums and became an upstanding citizen. This fellow became a head of a gang. Okay, you know. I don't know. Kasha. It's not tiyufta. It's tiyufta. A person can make decisions. He can make positive decisions. So the void of Musar is that every single thing with the proper chinuch, with the proper avodah, with the proper direction, can be addressed slowly but surely. So that's the second shaker. Is that we don't look at ourselves and we see the areas that we need to correct. And the second shaker is that we don't believe that we can change them. The third shaker, which maybe is the worst of them is all, when we believe that we're less than we really are. For various different reasons, That's mechayavos. If I really have such koyches and such potential and such abilities and such, so I should be doing a lot more. And that's sometimes also very difficult to want to do. I don't want to give up my way of life. I'm comfortable where I am. So again, we look at the mirror, and when we say what we're doing is okay, and the reality is we have such potential, we have such abilities, and we all do. The abilities that we have and the potential that we have are overwhelming. And we all hear. We try to integrate the stories. Of course, there's a musik of an adrenaline push. A person works on adrenaline. There's moments where a person has to come up with something. They come up with something. But that's going beyond. You can't live on adrenaline on an ongoing basis. It damages the kidneys. Okay, so we're not going to do that. But that we could do more than we're doing, and we have the ability to do it. And they would be happier if we did it. Just change is a place that makes us uncomfortable. That's a reality. That's a reality. And we don't. So part of the purpose of the Yom Neroyim is to force us to look in the mirror. Rishos Lanto says this mostly that, if a person integrates into his reality and he accepts with the Emunah Shleima that there's a din, and the din is something which is real, and in that din is totally he and his family and all the people which are dear to him, and in that din is totally Klal Yisrael. Everybody that he knows, and all of them, if he really integrates it into this reality, he can't stop, he can't ignore it. You can't pretend anymore. You got to look in the mirror. I have to tell you, when I spoke on Tzom Gedalia, I spoke about the matzah, the pacha that the matzah gives me. I mentioned to somebody, I was in Cleveland yesterday, I mentioned to somebody, he told me that he heard that Reb Steinman said that, he sees a gzera hovering over Klal Yisrael. And our tefillahs are going to make the difference. Right now, these Yom Neroyim, tefillahs are going to make a difference about the gzeir over Klal Yisrael. That's how he sees it. And here we're standing with this gzeir hovering over Klal Yisrael. So it can't be business as usual. The Ben Yonah says that when he talks about the six different things which are help a person be the tzar to tshuva, one of them is the tzar yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim. So a person knows he has a court case, a very important court case. He doesn't get involved in anything else. He's not busy with this thing, with that thing. He knows he has to focus on his court case. He knows he has to focus on the fact that he has realities in front of him which he must address because he needs to be successful in this case. And if that's true for something which is not, if it's not even life and death. Kavachermer, when you're dealing with something which is life and death. We don't think in those terms. We just don't think in those terms. So the purpose of it, but Rishos says a fascinating thing. The purpose isn't the din. The purpose is the din should shake up us out of our complacency and change. The purpose is the tshuva, which is supposed to come out of it. You can't continue. Rishos says, you're too precious to me to continue as is. You understand that you can't do that. You have to become a bigger person, a better person. And you have to find that abilities that you have in yourself and tap into them and build them. And don't be happy with yourself as the way you are because it's not acceptable. You have so much more you could accomplish for yourself, for the tzibur, for Klal Yisrael. You can't do that. Every time a person says, I'm worried about the Kodesh Baruch Hu's punishment, that means I believe in Emunah Shleima that I'm worthy in Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes enough that he should focus on me and be interested in what I'm doing. Because I'm not worthy in Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes to focus on me. He couldn't care less. There's a story. It's not a story, whatever, So there's a family, they have a 4-year-old child and they have a dog. 5-year-old child and they have a dog. So the kid, made a mess. The mother got all upset. The kids start yelling at the kid, etc. So the kid says, I don't understand, Ma. You're nicer to the dog than you are to me. The dog makes a mess also. And you never scream and yell at the dog like the way you scream at me. And I get punished. I get sent to my room. I never saw the dog get sent to its room. it's not fair. You love the dog more than you love me. He says, that's absolutely ridiculous. You I care about, and I'm worried about how you should grow up and what you should become, etc. So I have to punish you, and I have to prod you. The dog is a dog. Right? But in our minds, you know, the dog seems to have the good life, and we get the raw end of the deal. And that's how, you know, the five-year-old perceives it. The Rosh Hashanah is Tevei Klal Yisrael because he expects something from Klal Yisrael, and he expects something from each of us. And it's a mind-boggling thing. I mean, we don't. I don't. It's hard. How do we get back to that world? Rebbe Zinngifter was. She was telling us that, you know, that she remembers Elul and tells. Says the whole city was there was you felt the tension of Elul in the street. You said the Balabatim would close their stores early and come in the basement to learn Musar. But the year Shemayim, it's Elul, you know, it's Yom Adin. My Shriya would describe to me with Yom Kippur by her and Shtetl. I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, you know, I learn more Torah than them. I know more Halacha than them. I'm frumer than them. But they got a lot more. The Rebbe Zinngifter said to me, he says, frumer, we're a lot frumer nowadays than we were then. But Yer Shemayim, they had a lot more Yer Shemayim in those days. There's a Maisa with one of the Navardikas, says over before. I every time I said a Maisa, just like trying to be typhus the Maisa. So it was during World War I, during the Russian Revolution. So the Russian Revolution, there was a revolution, there was a second revolution. So you had the Tsar's people, then you had the people which were trying to build a democracy, and then the communists. There was three groups over there. And all three groups accused the Jews of being from the other group. So it wasn't a very geschmacka thing to be a Jew amongst any of them. The Reds against the Whites, etc. So the Yeshiva Bacher gets capped, being accused of being a spy for the other side. Now, which is absolutely ridiculous, right? You know, but okay, Kasher Weiss, so Yeshiva Bacher being a spy for the other side. But so it was very very easy. That, you know, they set him down. They had a kangaroo court. It lasted a 10-minute trial. He's death by firing squad. Good. No, they take him up against the wall, and they bring in the four soldiers. They put him against the wall, and they aim. And he gets his last request. He gets a chance to say vidui. He says his vidui. He's ready. They call 1, 2, 3. They shoot. The guns do not fire. Honor of my firing squads. They let the guy go free. Afterwards, he's getting back. He comes. Eventually, meets up with those other chaverim from the Vardik, and he's trying to explain to them the pachad of that moment. How do you explain to a person the pachad of you know you're going to die? In 5 seconds, you know, they're counting down, and they have these guns aimed at him. You know, it doesn't happen that all four guns don't. It just doesn't work like that. That's not how it works. Sharpshooters at point blank range don't miss. You know, the guns don't shoot. You know, four of them. Right? He's dying. The pachad of that moment. He's trying to find the words to explain to his chaverim the feeling of that moment. So he's grappling. He's trying. It was like the eel of Yom Kippur. That's what it was like. We come to the eel of Yom Kippur. I don't see that tension. And even I was, you know, even from now when I was, you know, remember when I was at Bochur and Tells, the eel of Yom Kippur, you know, you would hear wailing in Beis Medrash. You know. It's the last moment. You're on the line. You might die this year. Your children might die. Your parents might die. Your chaverim might die. It's real. And the purpose of that isn't that we should die. It's tshuva. It's change. Because of the seriousness of the moment. And we're not used to serious moments. We're not used to a moment where, you know, we're actually talking about death. It's not a very... We don't like the topic. Baruch Hashem, nowadays we've been zeichet to move death into hospitals. Once upon a time, death took place in bedrooms. and the Babi would be there, and the children would be there watching their grandmother die. And they knew that death was part of life. That part of life is that people die. You know, and all my dreams and all my wants and all my hopes and all my aspirations are going to end some point in time. And I, how much more I wanted to accomplish and that I didn't accomplish, how much more I wanted to say to the people that are important to me that I didn't say. How much more that I wanted to learn and to accomplish mitzvahs and to be good that I didn't do. And all those regrets and all those moments are there, sitting there at that moment. And it was real. And it's a very sad thing that you know. Imagine this. We had this conversation. I'm called a big fan. Is the wrong word for it. I'm very comfortable taking my children to the basic quarters. I think it's important that children should go to basic quarters. There's a generation that didn't take the children to basic quarters. For whatever reason, they think they saw too much in their lives. You know. What they went through between the people who went through the Mechama and the people who fought in the Mechama and the people who, you know, death is anesthetized, it's stuck in the hospitals, you don't see it. The basic course is the most beautiful place in the world because it helps put our priorities straight. What life is about, what the tachlis of life is about. You stand there, and I have to tell you, it's usually it's quiet there. There's not a lot of schmoozing going on in basic forest. Because people are thinking. So the Gemara says in Brochus that there was a chassid, you know, he went to the basic, he had a maisa with his wife, he went to the basic forest, so I'll say it was Rosh Hashanah. And he wanted to hear about what the din is going to be. The whole story over there. So something says, why do you go to basic quarters? I mean, you know, the person had to, you know, he needed a place to spend the night. There was, he loved basic quarters, you know. Like Nebuchadnezzar, there's no houses in the town available. Like, you know, the only place available is, you know, the basic quarters. There's an open grave, you know, just, you know, in case you need it, you know. I had to run to the basic quarters. So Sosalanta said, Pshat, the Ritzel brings from Yisrael. Yisrael said, the Gemara said there's a whole cheshbon of how right? That doesn't work. You say Shema. The last thing it says, Yaskal Yemem Avis. Rigs over Techoto. Ibrahim of Avchem. Amishkavchem. Bedoy Musela. He says there's a whole system. The last thing is basic quarters. If nothing else works, remember, it says the problem is when it's Rosh Hashanah, it's the moment of din, you don't have time to try all the different systems. Here was a chassid, and his wife got him upset. It means he felt upset about something his wife did. That's wrong. He should be on the drink beyond that. So he says, I need to correct that, but we'll try. Let's learn 10 minutes of Musar. Oh, it doesn't work. I don't have time for that. It's Yom HaDin. So you got to go straight to the last, most potent antidote. And that's the most potent antidote. And he went to the basic quarters. The Chabad Chaim used to have a coffin in his attic, you know. So he'd go in there. He would picture it. He's sick and people would come to visit him. You know, he's getting weaker and weaker. And then finally he dies. And he would describe it. He would picture it. He would say out to himself. He would say out the whole thing. To me, he stood behind the door. His mice, they heard him saying it. It took him like a long period of time, like an hour, 2 hours. He would talk through. Now he's in the Yom HaDin. Kodesh Baruch Hu was in Shemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu was speaking to him. Yisrael Meir. And we're scared to do these things. I mean, I'd be terrified of such a thing. I can't know what the answer is going to be. You know, it's not going to be, you know, very good. But so we stick our heads in the sand. The Ashrit's approach. Your kippur shakes you and says, no, there's no Ashrit's approach over here. You can't do that. Wake up. You know, Rosh Hashanah starts it with the shofar. The guy's sleeping, goes, psh, this big, you know, blast of the shofar. Wake up. You can't continue as this. Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem Elokim Emes Midrash Shekhar Tirchuk. The sheker of that we're okay we have to peel away those layers. The sheker of that we can't change, we have to peel that away because we could change. And the sheker of all the things which are good about us, which we could accomplish, and we should be building on, and developing, and expressing, and being mechazik, the toiv that we have, and using it properly, that's the worst sheker of all. And that we're called upon now, in this moment, these moments, to address it for ourselves, for our families, for Klal Yisrael. And then we daven b'chasmenu, b'ezem b'chasmenu, b'sefer achayim, l'mancha, v'eshem l'mancha, v'kodesh baruch is covered, the kodesh baruch is covered in the bria, l'man yedu, v'kolei amayar, is k'shem olokim, l'mancha olokim k'ayim.